Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, as you're well aware at this stage, Taoiseach Micheál Martin spent his St. Patrick's Day in the Oval Office with the US President Donald Trump. But he seemed to sit in silence as Trump misgendered our president, Catherine Connolly.
Has said that your war against Iran is illegal. It's an attack on international law. What do the Irish president?
Look, he's lucky I exist. That's all I can say. Because if you look at all the other countries that are sick and demented, and they are demented, to have nuclear weapons, everybody in the whole world should be very thankful.
He's lucky I exist in response to Catherine Connolly's condemnation of the ongoing war. Should Micheál Martin, though, have said anything? Should he have corrected Donald Trump? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Our own reporter, Jamie O'Hara, was in the Oval Office yesterday during this exchange. Just set the scene for us, Jamie.
Good afternoon, Andrea. So, yeah, we were in the Oval Office and... just to give you an idea, it is a relatively small office. There must have been about 50 media from Ireland, the UK, the States. I think there was probably other countries there. And everyone is gathered around these couches and the two chairs then that the Taoiseach Micheál Martin and President Donald Trump sit on are kind of at one end. And after they give their remarks about the day, about St. Patrick's Day, about the cooperation between Ireland and the US, President Trump said, "Does anyone have any questions?" And then the roaring began from the gathered media. It seems to be the only way to get his attention. So everyone started roaring, "Mr. President, Mr. President." And like you just heard there, one of the questions was that reporter asking about the Irish president's comments about the war in the Middle East? Now, Catherine Connolly, in her remarks, didn't single out the US or Israel, but did mention the conflict or what had happened recently, recent events in the Middle East, I think was the wording. And Donald Trump just started the answer with, he should be glad I exist.
He's lucky I exist.
And when I was reviewing my audio, I could actually hear someone whispering, "It's a she." It was one of the reporters that was in front of me when I was reviewing my audio afterwards, just in that split second afterwards, said, it's a woman, I think is actually the exact wording. But then he just segued then and just went on to Iran.
Yeah, because you can actually hear it very faintly, even in the clip as we played it there, that you can hear a female voice say it's a woman. But I think when you watch that clip back, and I've watched video clips of it online on social media over the past 24 hours, was there surprise in the room, even among the other media, that Micheál Martin didn't interject or didn't do the same thing as that female reporter did and say, Catherine Connolly's a woman?
I think the surprise at the time was that Donald Trump didn't know that Catherine Connolly was the president of Ireland. I think that's what the main surprise was. We were looking, I think there was just a glance. That was probably it. Or I probably even whispered it under my own breath that, you know, wrong, it's a woman. But I think in the scene of the Oval Office, it's like question, 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 question. So you don't actually have that much time to dwell on, we'll say, if the president misspoke.
So did you think he didn't know who the Irish president was a woman, or was it just a slip of the tongue?
I mean, it could be the case because Catherine Connolly is kind of newly inaugurated compared to the length of time that Michael D. Higgins was president for. Maybe he just had the wrong person in mind.
Okay, so it wasn't just total ignorance that he wasn't aware.
He could have potentially not been aware as well.
Yeah. And was there much discussion? Like, did anybody ask Micheál Martin about that point in any of the addresses to the media that he did in the aftermath of the Oval Office meeting?
So, as far as I know, Micheál Martin, there was no doorstep afterwards. Once the Oval Office meeting was over because we were already running behind time at that stage. The schedule had just gotten longer and longer. What happened was we were ushered out of the Oval Office onto a minibus and then onto the Capitol building where there was a luncheon. So President Trump and the Taoiseach were at that. While we were at it, it wasn't a doorstep. There was no questions. And then we were back to the White House later in the evening again for the Bowl of Shamrock. So we didn't get a chance to ask him.
Listeners getting in touch about this. This texter says, I think that he should have spoke up and corrected Donald Trump. He looked like he was afraid, or was it nothing to do with him? Another listener makes the point Micheál Martin was dead right to say absolutely nothing in relation to Catherine Connolly's gender. Dr. Suzanne Crowe was joining us here, Jamie, on the line as well today. Because, Suzanne, are these kind of assumptions about gender, are they something that you've ever experienced or witnessed in your own line of work?
Yeah, it is. It is very common that if you hold a title like chair or president or director, as a woman, the assumption is often made that head, that holder of that title is male. To be honest, it happens a lot. It happens particularly with emails and letters. They will be addressed to you as a man. But I do think that Micheál Martin probably did the right thing by not picking him up on it. You know, it's an awkward moment, but it's probably not the moment to bait the president of the US.
Say nothing. Just do what he did.
Yeah, I mean, I would generally just treat the moment as a kind of a learning opportunity rather than making it into being a catastrophe. And if it's the right kind of situation, you might even make a joke of it. But a lot of the time, you just move on.
Yeah. I was sort of surprised, though, that, you know, even kind of slightly under his breath, that he didn't even, you know, mutter something or kind of even quietly say, similar to the female reporter, you know, she's a woman, or Catherine Connolly's, it's a female. Or I was a little surprised that he didn't say something, like not make a huge issue out of it, but just acknowledge it.
He's in a difficult position, to be fair. And I'd say if you had a heart rate monitor on him sitting in the Oval Office, his heart rate would have been pretty high. You know, I think he was trying to get through it without any diplomatic incident. And I think he did the right thing.
Yeah. I mean, Jamie, you were there for the entire Oval Office exchange. What was the overall verdict from the reporters in the pack after it?
Well, I think there was a sense that it went well for Micheál Martin because he wasn't singled out on any real points. President Trump did call him out on the trade deficit between the US and the United States. We had previously been asking the Taoiseach in the days running up to it, from the time he arrived in Philadelphia, you know, what were the points that he was going to raise with the president? Was he going to talk about the war in Iran? Was he going to talk about the civilian deaths? Was he going to talk about the bombing of the school? And I think Micheál Martin's, the way that it was, he said that the government has always been clear on rules of engagement, on conflict, on the protection of civilians. But I think he was trying to stay on message. I think it was Ireland Inc. was the message for this St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. Dr. Mary McAuliffe is with us. Mary's a historian and lecturer in gender studies at UCD. Mary, what was your reaction when you saw that exchange between Donald Trump and Micheál Martin?
Well, I wasn't at all surprised. Often if people don't know, and it would seem Donald Trump doesn't have any idea who is the President of Ireland, or indeed that there is a President of Ireland, it's the male default phenomenon. If you don't know, you presume that the person is male, particularly if they're a senior politician or a senior professional or indeed a senior academic, cultural icon, etc., etc. I think in that moment, Micheál Martin should have gently and politely corrected him. You just, you know, Catherine Connolly is our first citizen. She's president of this country. And Micheál should have just said, oh, we've had an election and a new president. You may not know it's now President Catherine Connolly. I don't think that would have baited Trump, although you never know with him these days. So I think there should have been an interjection by the Taoiseach to inform the president of America, who actually is the President of Ireland, that it is a woman.
Well, he'd no problem defending Keir Starmer.
he had absolutely no problem defending Keir Starmer, whom Trump is much more aggrieved about these days, it would seem. And, you know, the way he compared Keir Starmer to Winston Churchill. And indeed, Micheál Martin mildly interjected that, you know, Winston Churchill wouldn't be a big favourite in this country. And so Micheál Martin has enough diplomatic news in those situations where he seemed to be getting on okay. And I mean, my own personal opinion is, you know, there should have been no Shamrock in the White House. But when he was there, he was doing okay. And I think it should have been fine to tell him that the President of Ireland is a woman. And we're very proud that we have elected the third woman president. And so it would have been due courtesy to the people of Ireland to inform the President of America who the President of Ireland actually is.
Now, there are interesting text from a listener here, Mary, who makes the point, you know, just listening to the discussion here today, I feel correcting Donald Trump might have just invited a misogynistic jibe about Catherine Connolly. That's probably a fair point too, isn't it?
Perhaps, but, you know, Donald Trump does that all the time, you know, with his calling women low IQ and shushing them up, women journalists who dare to ask him any questions. He does that all the time. But, you know, that doesn't mean you should not do the right thing, which is to tell him that the President of Ireland is a woman.
And there's, you feel there was a kind of a, perhaps a subtle way to do that without making a song and dance about it, just to...
Oh, yeah, because she's recently elected. Micheál Martin could have just said, oh, we recently had an election and we have had a new president, and she is Catherine Connolly.
Antoinette is with us on the line. Antoinette, I think we're going to try and maybe reconnect with Antoinette. Tara is with us. Tara, you're from Slater.ie, is that right?
That's right, Andrea. How are you?
Yeah, good. Not bad at all. What was your reaction, first of all, following this exchange and Micheál Martin not speaking up to correct Donald Trump?
I agree with Mary, to be honest. There is a presumption when it comes to certain careers that can only be held by a man. So I think that's exactly what happened with Donald Trump. I'd say, to be honest, that Micheál Martin let it slide out of fear more than anything else, but I feel he should have corrected them.
Should have said something.
I think so, because I mean, I find within my industry, you know, the surprise that I'm a woman working with stone, it's constant. Nobody kind of believes that you're really doing it. It has to be the man in the background. So I think it should always be pointed out that women are capable of doing exactly what a man can do.
So you first-hand experience of these kind of assumptions been made about women in particular roles?
Oh, like it's constant. I mean, he used to, when we started in 2010, even with suppliers, would, you know, kind of presume I didn't know what I was talking about or what I wanted, you know. And even now, like 16 years later, people think I'm just kind of the marketing side of the business, that I would never be involved in actually producing our Slate tableware. So, you know,
so they'd question you, Tara,
really
would
change.
They?
Yeah. And even we do an awful lot of corporate work, and we do a lot of carving. And even then, I have been asked if they can talk to my husband under the presumption that I don't know. Yeah. And even silly things in relation to like measurements, you know. And you're like, I know how to use a measuring tape.
Yeah. So they just don't, even though when they hear you're, you know, a stone worker, they just assume that you're in some kind of background role. You're not doing the same job.
And I just... Yeah. I wrap up the personalised gifts and make them look pretty, and that's my job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, it is constant, but sure, look, you get used to it.
And I'm curious, would others in the business, Tara, would they, you know, if that same scenario now, like the Donald Trump, Micheál Martin exchange was presented in front of some of your clients, I presume your colleagues or husband would speak up and say, you know, Tara's a stone.
My husband would always say it, because, I mean, he cuts all our pieces by hand, but then from the minute he's cut that cheese board, you know, that's my baby until the minute it goes out the door. So he would always make it known, you know, that I'm involved.
Mm. Hey, listeners got in touch to say, knowing Donald Trump, he would have come back with a ridiculously offensive comment about our president being a woman. So I actually think it's good that we just avoided that, but definitely ignorance that he didn't know who she was. Antoinette is with us on the line today. Antoinette, what was your reaction? Have they got Antoinette?
There as well.
How are you?
How are you?
Good. Now, apologies, Antoinette, I just missed the start of that.
Oh, that's okay. Sorry. Yeah, I agree with the texter who said that it was ignorance on his part, and it is difficult to know how Trump would have reacted had Micheál Martin said anything. Personally, I feel he should have said something discreetly and quietly, although you do not know how it would have been taken up, because Trump is so volatile, you don't know what he's going to say, and it's generally not something that's very pretty to hear. Yeah, I just think it was on Donald Trump's part, a political gaffe, and really he should be better informed, but he isn't. And I'm not sure if he wants to be either. It's just this whole, as all of the ladies who have spoken before have said, this whole male mentality that somebody in high office possibly would be male rather than female, and can't get his head around it because that's the way he thinks, you know.
And given that our previous president in Michael D. Higgins served, you know, 14 years in Ayres, you don't think that maybe Micheál Martin, that Donald Trump might have just assumed it was still Michael D.?
It could very well be that he thought it was still Michael D. Higgins, because he doesn't really know very much about anything, as far as I can see, that doesn't centre around him. But I do think that Micheál Martin, possibly, his heart rate was probably very high. and I'm not sure if I would have said it myself either, but he was there. He was a representative of our country, head of state, and he had no problem at all in standing up for Keir Starmer. So stand up for your own first. Charity begins at home.
Jamie, quick question here from a listener wondering, why did the reporters not correct Donald Trump? Well, one female journalist did, but might he have heard that?
One female journalist did. I'm actually not sure. And like I was saying, it's a very surreal experience being in the Oval, and I guess it was just kind of a throw your eyes up for a split second and then focus on what's being said, or try to get the next question in. I guess that's probably the answer to that.
And another listener wondering just on that, perhaps Micheál Martin didn't hear what Trump said. Is that possible? It's a loud room with all the journalists.
I mean, it's a possibility. We were very quiet while the press conference was going on. I mean, I heard it, and I was, you know, in the third row of reporters behind one of the couches. There's a possibility he did hear it. There's a possibility he didn't hear it. You know, sometimes when someone's talking and you just zone out for a split second, that could have happened, or else he did hear it.
Yeah, hard to know, isn't it? I've no doubt someone will likely ask him, though, over the coming days. For the moment, our own reporter, Jamie O'Hara. Jamie, thanks a million for joining us on the programme today. Dr. Suzanne Crow there as well. Mary McAuliffe is a historian and lecturer of gender studies at UCD. And also to Tara and Antoinette, thanks so much for getting in touch. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.